great I am is here today. The great I am is here right now in this moment, and we thank him for that. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and just come before the Lord. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, that the great I am is with us right now. Lord, we thank you that you open up our ears to hear your voice. You open up the eyes of our heart to see you. And God, we thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit to every man, woman, and child in this place today. We pray, God, you draw us closer to you and give us a deeper revelation and understanding of who the great I am is in our life. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Welcome once again to River of Life. We're so glad that you're here this morning. This morning, our message is on the voice of the Lord shatters the enemy. And Satan and this world send so many distractions to us to try to keep us from hearing the voice of the Lord. Lots of distractions in our life, lots of noise, lots of invitations and opportunities to go places, to do things instead of getting with God. And so at River of Life, our desire is to help people hear the voice of the Lord, to recognize when God is speaking into their life, what that sounds like, what that feels like. And it is our desire to help people know the Word of God, to understand the truth in God's word, because it's the truth that sets each one of us free. And it's so important that we don't have religion, but that we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty. It's all about relationship. Because when we know the voice of the Lord, when we know what we're supposed to do, there is nothing that can keep us from accomplishing that if we obey. Amen. Because God will open up the way for us to do what he's asking us to do. You know, God never asks us to do anything that he's not going to help us do. Amen. So when we go around and we say, oh, being a Christian, it's so hard. Is that true? No, that is not true. God is not going to ask us to do anything that we're not capable of doing or that he is not going to help us do. So we can do all things through Christ. Amen? Because he strengthens us. So this morning, we're going to take a look at some of the scriptures, and we may get through this lesson and we may continue it next week, but we'll see where we get. The Bible reveals to us that part of God's character is that he is a warrior. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament testify of this. As members of the body of Christ, we need the revelation of God's character to engage successfully in spiritual warfare. Would everyone here agree that there is a war going on? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. There's a war that goes on. And most of that war is in the battle in our mind, in our thoughts. God is a warrior. And Paul told us in Ephesians 5:1 that we are to be imitators of Christ. And so there is a warrior seed on the inside of each one of us. And to be able to imitate Christ in this way, we need the revelation of the character of God as a warrior. He is a God of love, he is a God of peace, and he is a God of joy. And we are so thankful that he is. And Paul told us, behold the goodness and behold the severity of God. So you see, God, out of God's love, he is a warrior. because he does everything through love, because he wants to protect us. And it's the same way with parents, with children. You'll do anything to protect your children because you love them. If that means you've got to fight with someone, you've got to fight. I'm thinking of the 13-year-old that a man was trying to abduct right away from her mom. I think it was like in a Dollar General store. And he was dragging this teenager, and she's screaming, and the mom is running after him, ready to pounce on him. You see, God is the same way. He loves us. He will protect us. We are his children. He is a warrior. He begins to rise up on our behalf. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard against him. You know, Jesus Christ defeated him at the cross. And so as the church, we need the revelation of the warrior anointing, because it is up to the church to cancel the assignments of the enemy. Rather than just taking it, and we all must admit, we've just taken it from the enemy. And you've probably said, how can things get worse? And then they did. Because there is a part of us that just kind of wants to back off and go, oh, well, it is what it is. Have you ever felt that way? Am I the only one that's felt that way? Am I with good company today? So having a revelation that God is a warrior and that he wants to stir us up to come and pray and intercede on behalf of our own lives, those in our church family, and tell the enemy, back off. Enough is enough. You've got to leave in Jesus' name. How many believe that the name of Jesus is above every name? How many believe that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess? How many believe that Satan has to flee when we say the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. God is stirring up a warrior anointing on the inside of us. Not on the PowerPoint, but you might want to make a note of Isaiah 42:13 says, the Lord will march out like a mighty man. Like a warrior, he will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise the battle cry and will triumph over his enemies. The great I am is with us in this moment. And the great I am is a warrior. And the great I am will fight on our behalf. We just need the faith to connect heaven to earth. Because God is moved when we praise him. God is moved when we shout to him. God is moved by his word. Amen? Amen. The psalmist had a revelation of this. He said in Psalm 68:1, may God arise, may his enemies be scattered, and may his foes flee before him. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that today you rise up as we praise you. You rise up on our behalf, and your enemies are our enemies. Our enemies are your enemies because we're in covenant. Amen? We're in covenant. So, God, we thank you that the enemy flees before us. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. God is stirring us up. He's stirring us up. He's a mighty warrior. He's a mighty warrior, and he wants to fight on our behalf. He wants our faith to connect heaven and earth. Let's go on. When a God arises, his enemies are scattered. And remember, the devil is no match for Almighty God and his church. He is no match for the Lord and for his church. Isaiah, this is your first scripture on the PowerPoint. chapter 30, verses 31 and 32. Pastor Toby shared this scripture last week, and this is what it says. The voice of the Lord will shatter Assyria. With his rod, he will strike them down. And every stroke the Lord lays on them with his punishing club will be to the music of timbrels and harps as he fights them in battle with the blows of his arm. The emphasis is on the connection between our praise and God's battle with our enemy. You see, praise silences the enemy. It is a simple concept that so many people miss. When the enemy is coming against you, turn on your praise and worship music and begin to praise the Lord. If you don't have any music you can turn on, you can just begin to praise the Lord with your own voice. Because the voice of the Lord shatters the enemy. And if God is on the inside of you and you begin to release your voice will shatter the enemy. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord shatters the enemy. And he fights as we praise. When we gather together on Sunday morning and we begin to sing as one, God begins to be stirred up off of his throne. He's listening. He's watching. This is a house of prayer and a house of praise. Our legal name is Praisers. P-R-A-Y-S-E-R-S. That is our legal name. And that's where we began, and that is our foundation. We are a group of people that prays and intercedes and praises God, and we believe that God moves on our behalf. And he moves on behalf of those that we love, because God listens from the heavens, and he watches on the earth. And his eye is upon us, and he's waiting for us to praise him and to begin to pray and intercede so that he can move on our behalf. It doesn't just happen when you just sit in the pew and do nothing. It doesn't happen when you leave this place and you don't even think about God the rest of the week. It's not going to happen for you. But it's going to happen for those who diligently seek the Lord, who put him first. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Yes, give the Lord a praise. We seek you first, Lord. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We cannot make it in this life. We will not survive with what is coming on the earth. Last night, two more explosions. One, I think, was in Manhattan, another one in New Jersey. And then they found another device that was a pressure cooker thing that was set. Satan is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And he is using whoever he can use to accomplish his evil works. We will not survive in the days to come unless we are connected with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because terror is just beginning in the United States. And we are praying that God protects us, that God reveals what is going on, that God gives wisdom to our police officers, to the FBI, so that they find it before it hurts people. But the truth is, Satan is out to kill us. That's the truth. It's always been the truth. It's just more at the forefront now. It's more at the forefront. He has more people working in his army. But God is raising up the army of the Lord, the saints of the Most High God. And we will possess. And the kingdom of God will be established, because we know in the end that all of God's enemies become his footstool. They all become his footstool. The scripture says he's retained in the heavens until all of his enemies are made his footstool. So whose assignment is it on earth to take authority over the powers of darkness? That's right, us, the church. We have an assignment. And we want to obey our marching orders. For those of you that have been in the service, you've gotten your marching orders. I remember in prayer one day, I saw this scroll just come drifting down. And I heard the Lord say, here's your marching orders. When God gives marching orders, you better start marching. Is that right? And God fulfills his word. His voice will shatter the enemy if we are willing to obey. If we're willing to take the word of the Lord, not only the written word, but the word that God speaks to you, the rhema word of God, and to obey it and make it a priority in our life. Make God a priority in our life and you'll see everything else just fall into place. Has anybody ever noticed that? Yeah, can you wave your hand so there's a testimony for those maybe who have never experienced this before, that when you begin to seek God first, he just begins to move on your behalf, and it's one miracle after another. Everything just falls into place. When Jay and Vanessa were praying about moving here, and God put it in his heart to send a resume to the Elkhart County Sheriff's Department, and they weren't looking for someone, but God put it in his heart to send it, and he sent it out, and everything just began to fall into place. It was one thing after another. God just tied all the loose ends up down there, opened every door that needed to be opened up here, and thank you, Lord, that they moved back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Seek first the kingdom of God. So the voice of God defines his will in the kingdom. We pray, may your kingdom come and your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Well, it is the voice of the Lord, the word of the Lord that is spoken, that defines God's will for his kingdom. That is why it's so important that we hear the voice of the Lord, that we read and study the scripture so that we know the heart and the intent of God. The body of Christ fulfills God's will and makes it so. We are the ones that execute God's judgments here in the earth. Psalm 149. It is an honor for all saints to execute God's judgment here in the earth. So it is like we speak forth the judgment of God. We release that into our situation, and then God's word performs what it's sent out to do. This is all a spiritual act. We're a spiritual people. Is that right? We are a spiritual people. We worship God in spirit and in truth. And so it might not make logical sense to you how this could work. Which then our human reasoning gets in the way and we start reasoning away the will of God. We start reasoning away the word of God. Because we're called to speak the word into impossible situations. Is that right? We are called as God's instrument in the earth to release his kingdom. And he said, my kingdom is not of this world. Come on, it's a spiritual kingdom that we belong to. And so we function by the spirit of God. And God's word is spirit and it's life. And so when we release God's word, it is spirit and it's life. And right now, God is releasing life into your spirit. As I teach today, God is stirring you up and bringing you to life once again. Some of you have been struggling and you've been saying, God, I feel so dry. I feel so dry. I don't feel your presence. I have been through those places. I have been through those places. And it's a miserable place to be. But I want you to know there's a refreshing that God is pouring into our hearts at River of Life. This is 20 years of ministry. 20 years of releasing the word of the Lord. And God has been faithful. And God is stirring us up. 20 is the number of divine order. Divine order is coming into your life. Divine order is coming into your situation. When you begin to speak the word of God, the judgment of God brings divine order into our situation, into our life. So what if the Lord told you that you need to speak? You're discouraged with how things are going? What are you going to do about it? It's your responsibility. I can encourage you. Our elders can encourage you, teach you, pray for you. But you got to do the work. Tell somebody, I got to do the work. If we take one step, God will take 1,000. Come on. We just got to take that first step. And then it gets easier. Can you believe for the impossible? Can you believe for the supernatural to manifest in your life? Can you believe it? Yes, I can believe it. I've seen it over and over again. Over and over again. God manifests himself and shows himself strong. I'm so proud of Tom Sim. He's had a struggle with going to Goshen. And he went to Goshen this week. He traveled there. And he's had so much fear, but with the help of the Lord and the Spirit of God, he got there. Now, that's a huge victory. That's a huge victory. Come on, that's a huge victory for Tom. It's really big. It sounds really small to you people who live in Goshen and you go there all the time. But that's a big, big victory for Tom. But you see, that's what God is all about. And so what seems small to you is something huge in someone else's life. And so we rejoice that the kingdom has come in Thompson's life. It has come and manifested itself. It's amazing. God is amazing. God is amazing. He's in the little stuff and he's in the big stuff. We need to thank him for the little things. Because, you know, some of you have a problem with always looking for the big thing. You want the big bang. You want the big thing. God is in the little things. God is in the little things. And it's one little thing at a time. He's got the victory over going to Goshen. Hallelujah. And God's going to give him another victory. Yeah? Some people are happy about that. God will give him another victory. Can we rejoice in the little things so God gives us another victory and another one and another one? Let's be thankful for the little things that God does for us. He's an amazing God. Hallelujah. Does not forget one detail of our life. He's touching us this morning. He's touching us. He's stirring us up. He's igniting our spirits. He's releasing life and refreshing once again. For those of you who have been feeling so dry, where are you, God? I just feel so dry. And you keep pressing through, you keep pressing through, but you felt so dry. Lord, I thank you for your rivers of living water just to flow into our spirits today. Let the river of God flow. Let the refreshing come. Let the refreshing come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Times of refreshing. Times of refreshing come from the throne of God. Maybe you've been looking in the wrong direction for a refreshing. Have you ever looked in the wrong direction for a refreshing? Come on, we've all done it. Maybe this will make me feel better. Maybe this will help me. No, it comes from the throne of God. Let's get our attention in the right place this morning. Times of refreshing. The scripture says we are to repent so that times of refreshing can come. Times of refreshing. I studied that out. Lord, what are these times of refreshing? And as you study this out in the Greek, it is the times of restoration, where God begins to restore to you what the enemy has stolen from you. Come on! That's what that's all about. The devil's got to give back what he has taken from you in times of refreshing. And Pastor Toby, he's rejoicing back there because he's getting it. This is a time of refreshing for Pastor Toby. The enemy has to restore to him and Pastor Nancy everything he's stolen from him. Because the church decrees it today in the heavenlies. We legislate it in the heavenlies. Because it is the perfect will of God for Pastor Toby and Nancy. The times of refreshing and restoration come into their hearts and life and their bodies in Jesus' mighty name. We legislate it in the heavenlies. And we decree and declare, so be it. So be it. Can you say it, church? So be it. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Thank you, Lord. God is restoring. He's restoring us. He's restoring the years that the locust ate. Some of you are sitting in this place today and you are looking ahead at no financial stability or finances for retirement. Savings accounts drained. I'm sensing this by the Spirit of the Lord. Your emergency accounts drained. And you're living from paycheck to paycheck. The locust came in and ate your harvest. And God is restoring to you what the enemy stole from you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, those that are struggling today with finances, Lord, we thank you, God, that your word says that as we repent before you, because some of you spent your money the wrong way, but you know what? God is bigger than the mistakes that you made. God is bigger than the mistakes that you made. Father, we thank you, Lord, that today, God, there is action that's taken place in the heavenlies. Action, God, that has taken place in the heavenlies that will manifest on the earth in their lives, God. And you, Lord, are establishing them. God, you are establishing them with financial blessing and ability to make money. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. We break and cancel every word curse that has been spoken against them. We cancel every false prophecy that's been spoken over them. And we plead the blood of Jesus over those words. And we decree they are null and void. And we thank you, God, that there is something fresh. There is something new that is springing up in their life and in their finances, God. I thank you for the manifestation of the wealth of the kingdom in their lives in Jesus' name. And let the church give the Lord a praise today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! I feel Jesus. Just a little drunk. Thank you. I've been drinking some new wine. Let's go to Psalm 47:5. God has ascended amid shouts of joy. The Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. What causes God to rise up? It is our shouts of joy. Every time we have shouted this morning, God has risen up on our behalf. Come on! Get the revelation of how God moves! You've been crying out, God move in my life. Well, this is how He moves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 47:1. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Can we just activate that this morning? Can we activate that this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Ruah! 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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord! God is greater! God is greater. God is greater. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, a voice of triumph. A voice of triumph. Yeah. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Things are changing. Something's moving. Something's changing. Something's moving and something's changing. Something's moving and something's changing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Feels like heaven on earth. Yeah, feels like heaven on earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Ah, thank you, Lord. Something's moving. Something's changing. Come on. Something's moving and something's changing. Yeah, something's moving. Something's changing. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Something's moving. Something's changing. Come on now. Something's moving. Something's changing. Thank you, Lord. God is stirring you up today. He's stirring you up today. He's stirring you up today. Hallelujah. Stir us, God. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, let's just thank Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is activating us this morning. Something's moving and something's changing in your life. In your life. Thank you, Lord. Something is moving and changing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are things that are shifting in the spirit realm. Thank you, Lord. God is arising and your enemy is being scattered. The locust that ate your finances is being destroyed by the praises that come out of you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You might remember the story of Jael. Jael was a woman. They killed what was his name? Yeah, that's him. He came to her tent in the midst of the battle, and she gave him some warm milk to drink, and he lay down to take a nap. And she took a spike and drove it into his temple and killed him. The same word for clapping is the same word that is used in the Hebrew for her driving the nail into his head. So you see, when we clap our hands in church or out of church, we are driving nails into the enemy's plan. We are killing the enemy's plans. Killing them. Killing them. Yeah, it makes you want to clap your hands. You got a few plans of the enemy you want to destroy today. Yeah. So you can say whatever you want about demonstrative praise and worship, but I'm telling you, it has a scriptural, spiritual meaning that drives the enemy and cancels his assignment against us. Hallelujah! It doesn't take much. Thank God you can clap your hands. I thank God I've got hands to clap. And I love to drive a nail in the enemy's plans. We worship you, Lord, and we praise you. We worship you and we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Something is moving and something is changing by the Spirit of the living God. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There are rumblings in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. The Hebrew word for shout is ruah. Ruah, like the roar of a lion. It's an acclamation of joy or a battle cry. There you go. Especially clangor of trumpets. It's blowing the alarm. It's joy, jubilee, a loud noise, rejoicing, shouting, and sounding. It's not quiet. God never intended for the church to be quiet. The devil intends for you to be quiet. Because he knows what will destroy him. He knows if the church of Jesus Christ gets stirred up, he is done for. That's right. Shirley's a warrior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's a breakthrough sound. The psalmist had a revelation that God would fight on our behalf as we praised his name, as we shouted to him. He had the revelation that the Lord is a mighty man of war. He knew that the Lord would march out on our behalf as we shouted and praised him in faith. It's all by faith. All by faith. By faith. We praise him. We shout. We clap by faith. Because God's word says that in the midst of that, God arises and his enemies are scattered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Stir up the revelation on the inside of us. Make it fresh. God, that the importance of us coming together to praise you. You see, God has given us jurisdiction over our territory. He gives us jurisdiction over our families, over our finances, our personal decisions. We all have a sphere of authority. Know your sphere of authority. When we come together as a church of God, that sphere grows. And he's given us authority in the territory to drive out the enemy. That's what God calls his church to do in the earth. We went and prayed for Bear Laboratories. God has given us a prayer assignment to pray for vacant land where manufacturing used to be. So if you know of some vacant land where manufacturing used to be, let us know, because we are going to go and pray over that territory. But as I began to research on Miles Laboratories, which later became Bear, I found out that the company that bought them out was a company that used Jewish slave labor to build their factories. They actually built factories right across from the concentration camps, and they used the slave labor to build their factories. And then they bought the slaves, some of the Jewish slaves, and they did drug experimentation on them. And records show that they all died. And then they are the company that made the gas that they used in the gas chambers to kill the Jews. Now, when this company came here and bought out Miles Laboratory, is it any surprise to us that death came on Miles Laboratory? It was a huge, how many remember Miles? It was a huge facility. Several buildings. They made Alka-Seltzer. They're famous for Alka-Seltzer. Yeah, yeah. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Some of you remember. But God revealed this revelation. And so we went over there to pray. And God had shared with us to drive stakes in the four corners to establish the boundary. We poured on oil. We poured in salt. And we left a praise rock. You see our basket here? These are praise rocks. They've been around a long, long time. We take them in the prayer room and bring them out for praise and worship. Sometimes they're behind the screen so you don't see them. But they're our praise rocks. And when we go, the Lord said, leave a praise rock because the rocks cry out. It's all spiritual. Some of you are sitting here thinking, now that is really strange. She is so strange. But you know what? When God moves in the spirit and prophetic demonstration, it is strange. It is strange. So tell your neighbor you're strange if you do those things. And we bring back a stone from whatever territory we pray in, because we're possessing that territory, and that stone goes back into the praise rocks to be anointed with the praise of God in the house of the Lord. As you release your voice. Yeah. Jesus said, if you don't praise me, those rocks will cry out. Those rocks could cry out. That would scare us, right? Then people say, we're really strange. We have singing rocks on stage. But to repent of the sin. And did that spirit of death come across to Elkhart County? Because we are very different than what we were. Very different. Did that open the gate for something demonic to come into our territory? I think it was really strategic that God sent us there to pray, to close those gateways to the demonic and to repossess the land and to bless it with life. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we don't have revelation as to what will be going in there, but whatever goes in there will be for the glory of God. Because God is now orchestrating that. And I believe that. And as a church, we're going to see what comes forth. Right now, the Teen Challenge is building a brand new facility. They're housing hundreds of young men coming out of addiction. One of the intercessors felt like there were a lot of souls going to be saved on that property, and they didn't even know that they were building a big facility and that Teen Challenge was on it. So, I mean, that's just how God moves. God is moving, but He wants the church to rise up and take authority over all the works of the enemy. He gave us that power. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? He gave you the power. Someday you'll stand before God and you'll go, oh, it was terrible. This happened, that happened. I couldn't get out of this. And I da-da-da-da-da. And He'll say, I gave you the power. I gave you the authority. You see, Americans like everything easy. Fast, fun, and easy. You go to the foreign countries and you see how people pray and pray and pray. They don't even think anything of it. They're up every morning at 5 gathering together for prayer. They're together every evening for prayer. We have prayer service once a month and can hardly get the people here to pray. Now I might be stepping on some toes, but God is heralding the importance of prayer and praise in this season. Pastor Toby taught on it last week. Apostle Jane Hammond released a teaching on it. And I'm telling you, church, our roots and very foundation from 1993 is prayer and praise. That's who we are. God is stirring us once again in these 20 years and releasing divine order. 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 You've cried out, Lord, order my steps. Show me what to do. Well, God's showing you today. It's prayer and it's praise. And it's not being half-hearted about it, but it is doing it with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we have about 10 minutes. And I just want to share a couple things from Isaiah 42:13. It says, the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, he shall roar. He shall prevail against his enemy. To cry, yea, roar means it goes together. To cry and to roar is to roar like a lion. God identifies himself with a lion, with the roar of a lion. Hosea 11:10, it says, they will follow the Lord. He will roar like a lion. And when he roars, his children will come trembling from the west. Joel 3:16 says, the Lord also will roar from Zion, that is his church, and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and the earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Amos 3:7 through 8, you'll recognize this first scripture. Surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? The lion is called the king of beasts because he sounds like God. Think about the roar of that lion. You know, it just like penetrates through every cell of your body. If you're close enough. God identifies his voice as sounding like the roar of a lion. And God is roaring over his people. He is roaring today. His voice shatters the enemy. And next week we'll get into the reasons why a lion roars. But you know what? It's 5 till 12. And I'm going to ask Dan if he'll come up and just play on his guitar. And I'm going to ask the praise team or the prayer team if they'll come on up at this time. And if there's anyone that wants prayer, as Dan is playing upon the strings, which is to Zamar, sing praises to the Lord, sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord, sing praises. That was our first scripture. That word praise is Zamar. Dan is going to Zamar. He's going to play upon the strings. And if you want prayer this morning, please come at this time. Come at this time. And those of you who... Don't feel that you need prayer. You want to say something to the congregation? Oh, okay. So Pastor Toby's going to share a word when we're finished with prayer. I want to give this opportunity to you to come to the prayer team. This is a serious time we live in. So Lord, we thank you that you stir in the hearts of those that came in, knew they wanted prayer today. Just come on up. You're struggling in finances. You're struggling in your marriage. You're struggling with a job. You know what? Whatever you're struggling with, these people are here to pray God's perfect will into your life. Because God is doing a new thing. He's releasing a new thing. He's doing it for you. For you. It's your opportunity to take advantage of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you as you move in the hearts of people to come and to receive prayer today. We, as the congregation, we pray for them too. We don't know what their need is, but we're for them. We want their need met. Amen. So, as you sit here, just pray for them. Pray from your seat. Pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you supply the need. God, that you know what's going on in each one of our hearts today. God, you know what we have need of before we even ask. Thank you, Jesus. Elder Cheryl and Elder Sylvia, you want to do another team, please? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is here today. God is here. God wants to show himself in your life and manifest in your life. Oh, he's a good, good Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Worship the Lord this morning. Lord, we thank you that you are meeting these needs, God. Thank you, Lord, that your spirit is moving in the hearts of men and women. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you know what we have need of before we even ask. But you know what? God said, ask. He wants us to ask. Thank you, Jesus. I am the God that healeth thee. The I am is the God that heals you of all of your diseases, of all of your sicknesses. of all of your heartache, of all of your pain. The great I am is here to touch our hearts and our lives. If you don't come forward this morning, just open up your heart and let the Lord touch you right where you're at today. We need a touch. I need a touch. Thank you, Lord, for touching my heart. Thank you for refreshing me, Lord. Thank you for restoring. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're a good, good Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's not be in a hurry. You know, God's not in a hurry. Just rest in His presence. Rest in His presence and enjoy. Just enjoy. Don't miss the moment right now. This is the moment. The I am is in the I am right now. This is the moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As you meet our needs, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Surround us, God. Surround us, Lord. Surround us like a shield this week, God, as we go about our business, Lord. And as our children go to school, we go to work, Lord, and we go to the store. Surround us, God, like a shield this week, Lord. Let your people know that you are with them. Surround them, Lord. Surround us like a shield, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Shirley, are you waiting for prayer too? Okay. Thank you, Lord. You're in no hurry. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, God wants you to respond to His presence. We respond to the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We respond, Lord. We respond to your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your miraculous power, Lord, flowing through our bodies, healing us, Lord, aligning our spines in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I just sense God's aligning spines this morning. If you've had a backache, just put your hand on your back. Father, we thank you for aligning our spines today. We thank you, Lord, that you're aligning every ligament, tendon, and nerve, God, that the bones are aligning according to your perfect will for our backs, God. You've called your church to have a strong backbone. And God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. You touch us right now, Lord. Touch us right now. Heal our backs, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for divine alignment. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we praise you, Lord. Let's just praise Him and thank Him. God's on the move today. He's on the move today. He's on the move. He's on the move. Lord, we surrender. We yield ourselves to you, oh God. We thank you, God. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, that it is cleansed and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. We thank you that there are no unsettled claims against our bodies, because all was settled at the cross when Jesus Christ gave His life for every sin, sickness, and disease. We thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed. We are healed, and we believe it. Tim is healed. Leslie is healed in Jesus' name. You know, some folks came to church today not feeling well, but God is touching you, restoring you. I came to church not feeling well for the last 2 weeks, but God is touching me. I feel Him. I feel Him. I feel Jesus moving through me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Elders Jim and Carol had to leave early to take Crystal to the airport. But Lord, we send a healing word right now to Elder Jim's body. Be healed in Jesus' name. Muscles, come alive. Muscles, respond. Muscles, come alive. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Say so be it, would you? So be it. So be it. We send a healing word from the sanctuary. So be it. Be strengthened in the name of the Lord. Rise up, man of God, and be strengthened. Thank you for the miracle, the miracles that you're releasing, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Signs, wonders, and miracles follow the preaching of the word. Expect a miracle in your life. Expect something that's going to just cause you to go, I wonder how that happened. Thank you, Lord, for wonders this week. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Signs that you are moving in our lives, in our children's life. Thank you, Lord, in our businesses. New life, fresh life in our businesses. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You're a good, good Father. We praise you, God. We thank you, Lord, for the River of Life family, for every person, God, that you have brought here today, for friends and guests, God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this group today. They're a special group. You called this group together. And there'll never be another service like this. What God is doing right now is for right now, because He's the I Am of the right now. So take advantage of what God is doing, because He is the I Am of the right now. And don't put off tomorrow what God can take care of today, because we have no promise of tomorrow. It's a right now word. Right now, God is moving. Something's moving and something is changing in the heavenlies. Heaven and earth have connected today in this place. And we are witnesses that heaven and earth has connected today in this place. We are witnesses of the goodness and the glory of God. There's no one like my God. There's no God like Jehovah. No God like Jehovah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's good to sit and just pray as other people are being ministered to. That's a good thing to do. And if at any time you have to leave, we understand. If you're on a schedule and you've got to go, you are free to go. But it is just good to sit in the presence of the Lord and to be a part of what God is doing in our lives. You know, this is our body. This is our body. We're all a member of one body. You know, while your hand is being taken care of, or your foot is being taken care of, the rest of your body doesn't just walk out of the doctor's office, does it? Well, isn't that kind of what we do when we're not willing to sit and wait while other people are being ministered to? They're a part of us. We're members one of another. We're the body of Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that you're releasing health, making us whole in our souls. We love you, Dee and Harold. Bless you. Have a wonderful week. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God's doing something to tenderize our hearts. Can you feel that? He's tenderizing us, isn't he? He's tenderizing our hearts. Make us tender before you, Lord. A compassionate people. The world is going to know that we are Christians by the love that we have one for another. Think about that. Tenderize our hearts, Lord, that we truly love one another. Tenderize our hearts, Lord. We thank you, God, that you are so gracious to meet us where we are. In the midst of all our mistakes and flaws and faults, God, you're so gracious. Give us that compassion for one another, to love one another as you love us. Thank you, Lord. Let the love grow. You know, when Bishop Hammond was here in 2003, he said, this is the love church. This is the Philadelphia church, the love church. Lord, let that word in our 20 years of ministry, let it expand and your divine order come into the body of Christ to love one another. No cliques at the river. No, that's not allowed. So if you're in one, tell them you're sorry, but you gotta break it off. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many of you remember cliques in high school and junior high? Oh, boy, did they snub you, didn't they? Yeah, we snubbed a few, too. But we're growing, aren't we? Growing up. Bless you all. It's okay if you have to go. We want to wait for them to be served. He does. He does. Those that have to leave, you're released to leave. But if you can stay, I encourage you, stay. We're almost done, and Pastor Toby has a word to share with us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Brother Dan's fingers are probably getting tired. So we'll relieve you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can we give the Lord a big praise this morning? Oh, he's so good. He's a good, good father.
I just wanted to say what the Lord was speaking. Your pastor today just released life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean real life.
Thank you, Lord.
And God inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes, he does.
And what I felt the Lord say was, she just gave you the keys to walk in the supernatural.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
She gave you the keys to walk in the supernatural, because when you rejoice, when you clap, when you praise, he says, I inhabit the praises of his people. Well, what is that? That's the supernatural.
Amen.
And that will become normal for everybody if you will do and listen and receive what she spoke today.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You want to pray a blessing over us today as we go?
Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you love us beyond anything that we can imagine. And so we just receive what was spoken by the word of the Lord today. And we speak a blessing over each one and cover them, because the banner over us is love.
Amen.
And we just speak that. And we pray, Lord, from this point on, we will begin to grasp and begin to walk in accordance to the way you've called us to walk.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Ruah. All right. You are released to go. Shake someone's hand. Give someone a hug. And we're so glad you came today. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. In Jesus. And we'll see you Wednesday night.